So this next sutta is actually from the Satipatthana Samyutta, Samyutta 47, sutta number 5. And it's the kind of illustrating the interdependence or interrelationship between the unskillful and the skillful, the kusala and akusala. Atsavati. There the Blessed One said this: Bhikkhus, if one were to say of anything, quote, a heap of the unwholesome, unquote, it is about the five hindrances that one could rightly say this. For this is a complete heap of the unwholesome, that is, the five hindrances. What five? The hindrance of sensual desire, the hindrance of ill will, the hindrance of sloth and torpor, the hindrance of restlessness and remorse, the hindrance of doubt. If one were to say of anything, a heap of the unwholesome, it is about these five hindrances that one could rightly say this. For this is a complete heap of the unwholesome, that is, the five hindrances. If, because one were to say of anything, a heap of the wholesome, it is about the four establishments of mindfulness that one could rightly say this. For this is a complete heap of the wholesome, that is, the four establishments of mindfulness. What for? Here, bhikkhus, a bhikkhu dwells contemplating the body, and the body, ardent, clearly comprehending, mindful, having removed covetousness and displeasure in regard to the world. He dwells contemplating feelings and feelings, mind and mind, phenomena in phenomena, ardent, clearly comprehending, mindful, having removed covetousness and displeasure in regard to the world. If one were to say of anything, a heap of the wholesome, it is about these four establishments of mindfulness that one could rightly say this, for this is a complete heap of the wholesome, that is, the four establishments of mindfulness. Quite straightforward statement of how the Buddha's perception